I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, a gymnast who spoke out against abuses in her sport and was not believed years before the crimes of Larry Nassar came to light. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Okay, here we go. With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
The NFL draft had a little less fanfare this year. That was no surprise. Nor was Joe Burrow going at number one. Will he be a good fit in Cincinnati?
Yeah, he will. I mean, he's a local kid. He's the obvious first pick. He had one of the great seasons in the history of college football. And this was as inevitable as anything could be.
We were not deprived of one of our most cherished draft traditions, thanks to Bud Light Seltzer, a product I would never have known existed if not for this commercial. Were you happy to see the annual booing of Roger Goodell?
Well, yeah, because no one deserves being booed more. But I think the the attempt to humanize the commissioner through this virtual draft was not successful. He was pretty much the same stiff we've all known and loved all these years.
Yeah, I mean, in the commercial, he's like petting a dog. He looks like a real person. Then in the actual draft, he kind of looks like a robot.
Yeah, and having the multi-screen behind him where he tried to talk to those people was just not working.
After an investigation that's dragged on since January, Major League Baseball has finally dropped the hammer on the Boston Red Sox, or maybe I should say dropped the feather, because I don't really think suspending the replay operator and docking a second-round draft pick is going to do the team in. Do you?
No, they really threw the pamphlet at them. You know, Alex Cora got punished, but he got punished for what he did in Houston, not what he did in 2018 managing the Red Sox, if anything. I feel bad for the replay guy because he's going to take all the weight for it. To me, this always has been just gamesmanship. I don't know what the gigantic scandal is here.
It really feels to me at this point that Major League Baseball just wants this whole thing to go away.
Major League Baseball would like people to remember there's Major League Baseball, which is going to be, you know, so that's going to be up in the air for a while.
After 33 years as the women's basketball coach at Notre Dame, Muffet McGraw has announced her retirement. She says that being forced to take time away from coaching these last few weeks has given her time to reflect. The Fighting Irish made 24 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances under McGraw. Not a bad career.
She's a terrific advertisement for women's sports. She's a great advertisement for the success of Title IX. She's one of my favorite people in the world. She's already a Hall of Famer, and now she gets to enjoy the rest of her life. She's going to become a speaker. I know she's going to be an advocate. She's not going away. She's just not going to coach anymore.
Tokyo Olympics organizers and the IOC are at odds over who should cover the costs of postponing the Games to 2021. According to a government audit, the country has already spent almost $20 billion in public funds. The delay will cost Japan $2 to $6 billion more. Will any sane politician ever back an Olympic bid after this debacle?
You know, we've talked for years about just find a permanent site.
Yeah.
Put the Olympics there and get the IOC out of the international bribery business, because sooner or later this was going to happen. And it's hard to argue with the Japanese. I mean, they didn't have much of a call on this. It had to happen. And, you know, if they can't, you know, make some sort of modus vivendi on who's going to pay for the postponement, then neither the IOC nor the organizers are worth a damn.
And finally, Charlie, to avoid boredom during this COVID-19 crisis, Italian soccer team Pescara asked kids to design a new kit for when games resume. And I'm going to let you describe the winning entry because it is spectacular.
I'll tell you, young Luigi D'Agostino has got a future.
The shirt has a rainbow on it and a dolphin hitting a soccer ball with his nose. I would be very proud to own one of these things, to be perfectly honest with you.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.
Have you subscribed to the Only a Game podcast yet? It's the best way to make sure you never miss a second of our show. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.